The Low Budgets podcast is brought to you by Anchor and Low Budgets Media. Hello there, and welcome back to the Low Budgets podcast, a little bit of everything. Welcome back to our weekly podcast, which we do weekly, very weekly indeed. We haven't missed a week once.
By weekly, obviously, EA.
Weekly.
Incredibly weekly.
Yes, we're an awful group of people.
Now, unlike most times, which we've only ever done four, we've actually got a tiny plan.
We've sorted everything out. We know what we're doing, kind of, but not really. Right. So bear with us.
First off, have we done the intro?
Yes, we've done the intro. We just did that. If you've been paying attention so far, you would know that we've just done the intro.
So, leading in with a very poor segue, I'm going to talk about the MPs leaving.
The Tory and Labour Party, the Independent Party. Do you think the Independent Party will be any good?
Yeah, they could get some support, but honestly,
there's not enough. There's not been enough. If I was them, if I just started a party, what I'd do is I'd start like marketing it straight away. Like I'd have posters up, I'd do rallies and everything like that. But what they're trying to do is they're just like, yeah, we're doing this now. Thanks a lot for coming. That's it. They're not really like promoting it. That's what I think with the Lib Dems. Lib Dems, great. Great policies. They would work great for our country. Now is their time. Labour, they're screwed. Tories, they're screwed. Everyone else, they're screwed. The time now is the Lib Dems' time and they're doing bugger all.
Yeah, but that's always been the case with the Lib Dems. Yes. They've never done.
They were good until the coalition and then it sort of just went a bit, oh God.
Yeah.
It's the Lib Dems.
No, honestly, they could get some. I know they will get some support, but whether it be enough, I have no clue at all. Yeah.
Theresa May said she was deeply saddened by them leaving.
That's brilliant.
They're MPs that no one has ever heard of, and you deeply. That would be like saying, oh, I'm deeply saddened that my second cousin twice removed uncle's sister's pet, Jack called Janice, has just died. Saddened, are you?
There was a bit in the news. It was this Tory fan club.
Yeah,
and
that was in
the constituency of one of the Conservative MPs that left, and they said that they were deeply saddened and wanted to digest the news before making a comment. And
digestive biscuits. We'll bring them for next time. We'll have digestive biscuits. Yes. Now, a top headline: Theresa May reaches out to Remainer rebels amid quit rumours. Theresa May has held meetings with leading Tory Remainers amid speculations about further defections. So basically, Theresa May's gone, no one's going to leave me. Or she's gone, no one's going to leave me. Some people have left and she's gone, bugger, more people are going to leave me because everyone's realised that they can leave me. People thought they couldn't leave me, but now they leave me because they know they can leave me. So she's gone, bugger, we need to get some more help in here. So she's basically gone, right, you're going to stay or I'll kill you, is essentially what she's done.
Very vicious woman indeed.
Very vicious woman, Theresa May. She's like Medusa with that hair. Grey, balding, old. Like my nan. My nan isn't Theresa May, but if she was, then we'd be all screwed, wouldn't we?
To all of you who are picking up on this in a different manner, we're not very focused, are we?
We're not very focused on the task at hand.
Or on the other thing.
We're trying our best here. Now, for people watching outside the UK, we don't know about our audience because we haven't bothered to look yet.
No.
But people watching outside the UK, if you don't know who Theresa May is, lucky.
I'd pay to forget.
Yeah, we'd pay to have anyone else. We'd pay to have BJ Johnson. No, we wouldn't.
Whose middle name starts with a J?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so. I don't know anyway. I hope so.
Yeah. 1 in 26 minutes, I guess.
Would you rather have Theresa May or Boris Johnson?
Boris.
Boris. You'd rather have Boris?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you remember when someone called Boris Johnson and... No, it was Boris Johnson called Jacob Rees-Mogg a mugwump.
Oh, he's just hilarious. Obviously... Boris won't be too popular outside of the UK. Outside Downing Street.
Or inside Downing Street, for that matter.
He's like Philip Hammond. He's just
obnoxious. No one likes him. Philip Hammond. Poor fella, honestly.
Anyway, I skipped ahead on a schedule. Should we go into our trademarks?
You can't say trademarked, right? No, we haven't trademarked it, but we will by the time that you're not watching this, because we won't have trademarked it.
Right. So into our, quote, trademarked, end quote, segment.
Segment.
Not Philip Hammond.
Let's go into Philip Hammond.
We're not going to trademark Philip Hammond, you fuck.
Can we trademark Philip Hammond? Let's have a look.
We could get a bit of money off of him.
We could, Philip Hammond, could. Buy one, get one free on Tory politicians. They're all leaving, so you better get them while you can. Buy your Tory politicians today.
Anyway.
Now, are we going on to the noun segment?
Yes, why not?
I'm aware. When preparing for this, we usually have a random selected, random website that generates random nouns. And I'm aware, instead of typing in noun generator, I typed in noun segment. Expecting for, I don't know what I was expecting, but here we are. We're about to generate some nouns. Are you ready?
No.
First noun. God. Dare.
Dare.
Do I dare answer this question?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. What about guide? Guide is our second noun of the day.
I might need
guide.
Some guidance on this cross.
Yeah, you've really mapped out the...
Because
we're bringing in the puns aren't we? Bringing in the puns. Girls just want to have puns. That is an awful joke, which I'm never going to repeat.
We've already planned our retirement.
It's not going to go well, is it?
No.
Speaking of retirement, milestone.
Milestone. It's a bit long, really.
Milestone, yeah. That wasn't even a pun. He's just trying to think of puns at this point, and it's not working. For all you viewers at home, I'm surprised you're still with us after six, almost 7 minutes. Parsnip.
Parser. Just get a potato.
Are you a parsnip or a potato person?
Potato.
Everyone's a potato person, but could you be a pasta pan potato person, or is it just exclusive to the one?
You could be both parsnip and potato, but I don't mind parsnips, but
I hate parsnips. Parsnips are absolutely disgusting.
No, one time my dad made a bubble and squeak cake.
Bubble and squeak. That's for slags.
I think you've just insulted quite a lot of people there.
Especially builders who come to cafes. You know those builders that go to those cafes that say, oh, we're a family-run cafe, and you think, oh, it's going to be a nice project. You go into the cafe, and in there you've got sausages which have been squeezed out of a farmer's bumhole. You've got the worst eggs. They're like yellower than a Chinese person. You've got bacon which isn't cooked, and if it is cooked, it's overcooked to shreds, and it tastes like absolute charcoal. It tastes like a chimney sweep's face, I'll tell you. And for next thing, the bread, they say we've got fried bread. No, it's not fried bread. It's just bread that's been dipped in butter and they've gone, that is fried bread. No, it is not. You can't call it fried bread if it's not been fried. Right, those cafes, I hate those cafes and I wish they should be closed down. And speaking of that, they do bubble and squeak in those cafes. So I went to a cafe and I wanted bubble and squeak and I was like, bubble and squeak, I want you bubble and squeak. It wasn't bubble and squeak, it's more like bubble bath and slip over on the Talmud on the way out and squeak on the floor, squeak all the way to the goddamn hospital in the ambulance. They're going, woo, 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 because bubble and squeak in cafes is awful. If you're going to make bubble and squeak, don't. It's for slags.
Well, my dad made a fairly nice one, but it was rather parsnipy. I think we had quite a few parsnips left over.
Yeah, that's you don't want parsnips left over. You don't want parsnips to start off with. If you've got parsnips left over, then you're
new noun. I can't stand this.
New noun. Oh, for God's sake! Right, let's generate some four new nouns. Goodwill. Oh, good riddance to it. I mean,
I think I am a pretty goodwill myself.
Yeah. Oh, God. His name is William for people that don't know. He's ginger.
I had a haircut and now I look really blonde.
Jumpsuit. You really jumped the gun with that one, haven't you?
Mm.
Oh, God. This is just getting worse. Just using the suffix of the word.
That was terrible.
What's your favourite suffix?
It's my favourite suffix.
Have you got a favourite suffix?
No, I have a favourite prefix.
What's your favourite prefix?
Omni. I like Omni.
Omni's a good prefix.
Exactly.
Do you know what else is a good prefix?
Prefix.
No, do you know what a good... I don't have a favourite prefix, I have a good favourite suffix.
Okay, what's your suffix?
Bed.
Bed.
Flower bed.
Hmm?
That's not as much as I can come up with.
Sea bed.
Sea bed.
a comfortable bed.
Comfortable bed. Bed is the best mate from the Talking Cars. Do you remember Walt Disney's Talking Cars? No, that's Pixar. Bollocks.
I think it might be Disney Pixar.
Is it Disney Pixar?
But it's definitely Pixar.
Let's find out.
Let's look it up. At least you will.
Cars. Not the Gary Newman.
I don't think that's the best search to do.
Yeah, it's very vague. I'm just getting car dealerships come up. Cars is a song by Gary Newman, and it's a very good song. There's going to be a picture of it here. Somewhere.
Last time you said that there'd be a link there. There was never a link there.
It's Disney Pixar!
It is Disney Pixar.
With Owen Wilson and Michael Keaton. Why is Owen Wilson in Cars?
I don't know. Also, Owen Wilson, why on earth did you do the Sofology adverts?
Those are really bad. Do you remember the Shakespeare adverts? Shakespeare is sitting down. Wow. He's resting his head. There's an awful Owen Wilson impression, but you get the gist. They're rubbish. Have we got any more unwarranted opinions on...
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even realise you were doing an Owen Wilson impression.
No, me either, it was awful. What do you think I was doing? Southeast is our next noun.
Southeast.
Isn't that just a... That is a noun.
You know,
noun.
Local nouns are right up my street.
Oh god, that was awful. Southeast.
We live in the Southeast. Yes. Clarification.
I've got a... It would work anywhere.
Probably would.
It would work anyway, that joke. I've got some opinions on Southeast. Not the Southeast, but BBC Southeast. BBC
South... Isn't it Look East?
Yes, it is, but it used to be called BBC Southeast. Okay, so for enough. The purpose of this, BBC Southeast. For those of you that don't know, the BBC is the big, big company that's owned by the Queen, but it's kind of not.
Big, big company. Abbreviated as
big,
BBC.
Big, big company. You've got BBC. And it's got subsidiaries for different areas. So in our area, you used to have BBC South East, now it's BBC Look East. Our school, by the way, was on BBC Look East once. Did you know that?
I think it was like twice.
Twice, maybe. We're very popular people. Anyway, yeah, it's awful. You know that girl that died, the backpacker, Grace Mullane? You know she was from Wickford, right? There's a big memorial outside somewhere called Peacocks, which is basically an even worse Primark. Essentially, they had a camera crew go there one day when I was walking home, and I saw the camera guy, and it was just a guy with a DSLR with one lens on it trying to zoom in and out. So they, like, you're not going to fund it properly, so why run it? It looks like it's been run by midgets. They haven't got the camera positioned right.
No, honestly, I remember that. It was awfully sad, but I...
What, BBC Look East?
No, that event.
Yeah, the Grace Mullane.
But, I remember seeing it, and they filmed it, one of the things in front of a church, and I was like, oh, I recognize that church. Wickford's in the news. And then I watched the article and I was like,
oh god, Wickford's in the news. The best time the Wickford was in the news when Kate Middleton came to open a center for retarded people. Remember that?
Charlie, you can't say that on a podcast.
Basically, Kate Middleton came in from her high white ivory castle. She came down, she was like,
it's ivory
right
towers, isn't it? What? It's like ivory towers, not ivory castle.
Yeah,
you're not doing very well today, are you?
No, basically, she came down, she was like, right, I didn't build this, I didn't fund this, I don't have anything to do with this, but they told me if I did this, I'd get in the news. So she was like, right, cut, go inside, you sick people, right, I'm buggering off. And she buggered off. She was there for like literally 5 minutes, and there was a crowd of people going, Kate, we love you. And I was like, get back to your council flat. She's never going to pay attention to you. What do you think? You've got like a toothless woman going, Kate, I love you. Kate, oh, shine my tits. Like, what are you expecting? Do you reckon she's going to take you back for tea? She's going to come back to yours and smoke your joints with your baby brother, who's two, who's also got leukemia because you're feeding him bad weed.
Charlie!
What do you think you're gonna get?
Charlie, that's too far. On to the next segment, which probably won't be any better, but it's Philip Hammond's
segment. It's only a small posh. Do you know what really annoys me? On the subject of segments, before we get to Philip Hammond's, circles. You know, you get a circle, you've got your circumference, you've got your diameter, you've got your radius. You call
That's quite high tech.
Yeah, it is for me, isn't it? You've got your sectors and your segments when you're working out bits. A segment is a little bit, even though a sector is a bit of the little bit. A segment is one...
There. No, a segment is the area that will be inside a chord. A sector is when you've got two equal radiuses.
That's what I mean, right?
Of course, the radius will be equal, but you know, they're at a certain degree.
But they're named wrong. You know when you get an orange and you break off bits of an orange, you've got segments of an orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a segment should be what a sector is, and a sector should be what a segment is.
Yeah, but I think it's all due to, like, local, like, derived from local stuff, because...
Oh, bollocks to local stuff.
You wouldn't say, oh, I'm going to this segment, I'll go to this sector.
It's not derived from local bollocks.
Probably got the same etymology.
Oh, etymology, right. Welcome back to this...
Philip Hammond!
Philip Hammond, everyone! We're on to the Philip Hammond segment of the show. What news have we got about Philip Hammond?
Well, Philip Hammond was in the news earlier today. He said that the Tories have been very clear. And I highly doubt that. Thank you for that. Image, Charlie.
Please don't. Yeah, what are our opinions on Philip Hammond?
He's obnoxious.
Yes. He also looks like a nonce. Right, I'm not gonna beat about the bush, although he probably wants to beat about some bushes.
Oh my god.
Euphemisms! That's what we're known for. That probably wasn't the best sound to accompany a euphemism, was it, that Philip Hammond? But he's the creepiest dude. You know in Star Wars, you've got Darth Vader and you've got big wrinkly dude who's bigger than Darth Vader, but it's not Lord Snoke. Yeah, the Emperor, that dude. You know, he takes off his hood and he looks like a scrotum. That's what Philip Hammond looks like. If you gave Philip Hammond no hair, if he was born with zilch hairio, then he'd be like a big scrotum looking emperor. He's actually evil, I think. That's why he's joined the Tories, because he's actually the Emperor from Star Wars. I dispute nothing.
Right, we're not talking about Philip Hammond. We're going to change the subject to the speaker.
John Bercow. I love John Bercow!
Let's go on, speaker!
Right, it's time for our John Bercow appreciation segment. Now.
Order!
Someone has released...
He's so verbally deranged, it's hilarious. Yes,
but he's the only Tory MP that... I hate the Tories, right? We both dislike the Tories. But he's the only Tory MP that I'll go, you're all right, mate. Because he's always been an activist for, like, equal rights, gay rights, all the rights. Right-left, not the alt-right, because that would be a bit dodgy. That's the KKK, by the way, for anyone who's not from America. Or we're not from America. I don't know why I know that. I should stop talking. Right, John Bercow... Good dude, isn't he? He's a good dude.
Yeah, John Bercow's brilliant. So, since we were talking about Philip Hammond, and this is...
Wait a sec. On the subject of John Bercow, there is a man on Twitter called Darren Dutton. If you want to visit him, it's @Darren_Dutton. He works for BBC Three, and he has made John Bercow sing the A major scale. Basically, he does it in a chorus as well. And here is Jeremy Corbyn singing the major scale. John Bercow. There's John Bercow singing the major scale. I love him. He's great, isn't he?
He's
fantastic, fantastic man. And if you want to come on the podcast anytime, join us.
Anyway, since this is the low budget bit of everything,
we have to cover
from
everything.
Philip Hammond to Richard Hammond.
Richard Hammond, what's Richard Hammond been in the news for recently?
He hasn't been in the news at all.
No, he hasn't. But have you watched The Grand Tour recently?
Yeah,
it's the best show.
It's so good.
It's so good. It recently came under fire in the news for being homophobic because they said that the Jeep Wrangler, which Jeremy Clarkson was driving, was a gay car. And everyone was like, well, this one guy who's a singer, who's a bit of a nonce, by the way, we don't like him. He was basically like, right, you're a homophobic old man because they said it was a gay person's car. Even though in the news a week before it had said the top listed cars that gays use or something along those lines that's less insensitive, it was basically the Jeep Wrangler was at the top. So they were just being factual. And then he was like, na 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 Batman, you're homophobic. And I was like, it's Jeremy, you can't touch Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson will probably punch your wife.
He punched a producer. I mean, I'm sure.
And
he's...
he probably touched a producer. If you've seen him, you can. Moving on from the Richard Hammond. Right, what are we saying about Richard Hammond?
He's got some good quotes.
He's got some good quotes. Right, have we got Richard Hammond quotes?
You have.
We will have Richard Hammond quotes very
soon.
He
was the one who said, "Imagine waking up." He was that.
Yes, Richard Hammond said,
"Imagine waking up and remembering you're Mexican."
Yes, that was on Top Gear, which the original Top Gear was so good. Here's quotes from actual quotes from Richard Hammond. "I think a basic level of fitness can help the body cope with all manner of incidents."
Oh yeah, he did science. He did a show called Science of Stupid.
Oh, that was such a good show.
I love that.
It was
I love that. It was brilliant.
Oh, absolutely, it was amazing, weren't it?
It was so fun. Everyone on it was so stupid. Like lighting a firework by blowing off and having a lighter to light the methane, which will light the firework.
Right,
stuck to his butt.
Fact time. Right, that happened in the film Grimsby, by the way. Have you ever seen it? Watch Grimsby by Sacha Baron Cohen. It's really good. Anyway, cows produce 2 times the amount of methane per year than a bonfire does.
Stupid cow.
Stupid cow.
I didn't realise that. Stupid cow.
Do you remember the Great Fire of Chicago? Obviously, you don't. It was 1821.
Yeah. And that's just a tiny bit before my time, Charlie.
Just a little bit.
So close.
Just a smidge. Oh, we would have been there. Basically, it's rumoured that a cow was like... And there was a candle next... Imagine a cow farting. That's what I imagine it would sound like because of all the sludge and stuff. And there was the candle next to it. And the candle just went... and everything went fire, 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 fire. Wee, woo, wee. That's a fire machine, by the way.
I gathered that
shopping at Aldi. Right, Aldi opinions. It's Aldi opinion time on the Low Budgets podcast. A little bit of Aldi.
I'm not an Aldi man, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a Ford. No, that's a joke. I meant the supermarket, not the brand of
the car company.
The German Vorsprung Technik. No, that's not that's
Ford's American.
No, I meant Aldi. What's the thing for Aldi? No, Aldi's Creative Technology. No, not. That's Citroën.
That's Citroën.
It's Vorsprung der Technik. That's what it is.
I don't know what Aldi is.
Yeah, because you know the adverts when you get like the, ooh, it's dramatic shots of a car. Here's a woman having sex with a man. Car. Am I right? Right, opinions on those types of adverts. You know the perfume adverts and the car adverts, which are just so overproduced and so bollocks.
They're irritating. They're some of the most irritating adverts ever. I mean, I hate them more than bad adverts, because you get bad adverts in like that.
And they're funny.
Terrible.
But then
you get those adverts and you're like, ugh.
You see a Yves Saint Laurent commercial in it. Here's a man, he's taken off his clothes. Here's a woman and she's wrapped in a silk, because everyone just wanders around in silks when they try a perfume that's eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
Smells rubbish.
It's awful.
That's what I call rubbish.
Absolutely awful.
And you get like, oh, they're on top of a building and they're dancing. It's like that scene from The Greatest Showman, by the way, which is rubbish, isn't it? The Greatest Showman. It's awful.
The songs in it are so bad. There's no metaphorical meaning
behind
them.
No, it's absolute
balls. So literal. It's absolutely terrible.
It feels like they didn't try. It feels like it was written by a 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. I could write better words for The Greatest Showman. Right, right. Segment time.
No.
Write a song for The Greatest Showman.
I know. If you're doing that, I know where it's going.
Right, The Greatest
so
Showman.
No.
What characters in The Greatest Showman? Bearded woman. She's a fat bearded lady. She's a fat bearded lady. She's a freak. Lock her up. That should just be the film. Opening shot. Fat bearded lady close up.
Can we have
up,
like
zooms
The Greatest
out,
Showman
bars.
Featuring David Attenborough?
A million dreams are giving me away.
He could turn that film around.
David Attenborough turning films around. Could we get David Attenborough in every bad... David Attenborough in the Emoji Movie. David Attenborough joins every bad film ever. Almost definitely.
He'll definitely boost it up on... On
Rotten Tomatoes.
See, look at this. Oh, we fixed it. I'm sorry that you had to endure 24 minutes... of unfocused mayhem.
Of unfocused entertainment. But that's for people watching the video, which is up on YouTube. You'd know that if you're watching it, if you're listening on Anchor, the podcast
or any
app,
other
or any other
podcast
app, like Skycast, Podcast.podcast, iTunes Podcast.
Or if you're not committed to podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. The system of podcasts, which podcast your podcasts. If you're listening there.
I think that's the only app that everyone just deletes from Apple.
Yeah, podcast, because no one knows what it does.
No podcast for me, yeah. Thank you.
That's what you get. You get your phone. Lovely new phone, podcast. You're trying to save storage, so you delete podcast, which takes up about 10 kilobytes, but you don't delete iMovie, which takes 2 gigabytes. I could use that to edit trailers.
iMovie is absolutely terrible, because you need to keep the videos you shoot in your camera roll, and otherwise it will get deleted. They will never save to iMovie, and it's sorted out.
I was in Spain, and I made a film about in Spain. It was a 16 minutes long, really cinematic film I made, and it got deleted because of some of my videos got deleted, and the whole project just went, I'm gone.
And it tells you what to do.
It's like...
Can you put a mode where it's a lot more freedom, where we can customise all the shots, the amount of shots?
Don't even get me started on the trailers. Yeah. The trailer feature where it's like close up, wide angle, and no one pays attention to that. They just film themselves on the selfie camera going, yeah.
Or you get those like people who try really hard and they get their phone and they're just like,
trying to make a cinematic video. Camera shake. For any of you who aren't watching us on YouTube and you want to see our camera shaking there, go to www.youtube.com/thelowbudgets or just type in the low budgets into YouTube and you should see us pop up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eventually.
You have to sort by channel though, and we will put a link to this in the description of the podcast.
Hopefully.
Almost definitely. Right. Probably.
Next up. We've kind of already done a random article. We have done that. Let's answer some random questions on Reddit.
Right, let's go on to Reddit. Right, we're going to sort by best posts.
Reddit questions.
Right,
I'm such an amazing typer.
So we're going on to the questions section of Reddit. Here we are.
Ooh, look, ask Reddit.
Here we are. What do female lions call tigers?
Nothing. I mean... Female lions, they don't have any named recognition other species.
Aren't they just called a lioness, though? Won't they call them a lioness?
No, what do lionesses call tigers? That was the question.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yes, that's a weird one, isn't
it? That would be nothing. Were you ever that 1 in 1 million? If so, what's your story?
What's the story in Bellamore, wouldn't you?
Next question.
I want to get taller, but I also get skinnier. Does anyone have some kind of workout regime for me to use or any tips or things to eat? What would you recommend to get taller but also skinnier?
One, don't eat.
Two, put yourself in a stretching rack.
Here's
a picture of a stretching
high heels.
Rack for no one who knows.
I mean, just wear high heels. One, you're taller. If you don't eat, you're skinnier.
Yeah.
Or if you do more exercise, you're also skinny. If you don't eat and you don't and you exercise, then you're in a bit of trouble. Yeah.
Take steroids, kids. Do drugs.
Don't listen to my advice.
Don't do
that's
drugs.
That's a bad move.
It's probably like adults listening to this. If you're an adult and you're listening to this, thank you.
Right.
Thank you for sticking with us.
This Reddit page is amazing.
Have you got an Ask Reddit page up?
Yeah, it's awful.
Right, it's got 21 million subscribers.
I like this one. Battle Royale in IKEA. How would you survive?
Wardrobes.
You break a wardrobe and you do the thing. You do it right. What you can do, if you harvest the doorknobs off of the, if you harvest the, what are they called? Doorknobs off of the wardrobes. You can start throwing them at people, and then if you get a hit, charge in with your broken shard of a wardrobe and just right through the neck.
Fantastic idea, actually. I was thinking wardrobe section. Go behind a wardrobe, and when they're standing in front of the wardrobe, push the wardrobe forward. Or soft teddy section. Drown them. Right.
I think you mean suffocate.
Drown. What's the worst book that you read in school?
I've read
Probably the Beast Quest series
in
primary school.
Cool books.
Have you seen the Beast Quest series? There's like a million, trillion, gazillion versions of that book, and they're all rubbish.
They're kind of repalettes of
each
other.
I swear the guy just wrote it so we could be like, yeah, I've written about 100,000 million books. If you're that guy, fuck you.
Charlie, don't swear.
Very sorry for the low budget's use of language.
Good crud.
Yeah, lovely. Love that. Love a bit
What's the story behind one scar you have? I actually have a scar right on my forehead. It's a rather big forehead. You probably can't see in this focus.
You probably can't miss it.
No. I do have a scar right there. I like to blame my, at the time, 5-year-old brother. As I was 2, he pushed me into the metal casing of a stair.
Wow.
And, yeah. Blood was shed.
I've got one on my hand there. And I was at one of my dad's friends' like party things. They had a big house, and I was collecting bottle caps from beers to make into a collage on the floor. And I picked one up, and it went right through my hand. And I had a white top on, so I like put the top over my thumb to cover it like that, and it just bled through all the way up the arm. My dad was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, why not?" Of all the past U.S. presidents are now challengers in the Super Smash Bros. Game. Who do you main? Basically means like, who would
Who would you go for the most?
Yeah. Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln, just full stop. Any other good US presidents?
I'm not gonna lie. I think that Trump would run a lot like Bowser.
Donald Trump runs like Bowser.
So I'm not going for Trump. Who would act more like a Link? Link's quite easy to use. From my limited... I barely play Smash Bros. I'm sorry,
Bill
everyone.
Clinton.
Yeah.
No, George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. And they, like, can link arms together and they just... I've invented a new thing.
The down B is just connecting.
Yeah, and they just run at you. One of them's in a wheelchair. What's the most embarrassing thing a parent has done to you? I was at a kid's birthday party. Not at this age, when I was younger, obviously. That'd be a bit weird if I just started to a kid's birthday party. So one of my friend's birthday parties, and there was this girl that I liked, and my dad knew it, so he made me sit opposite her and kept staring at me, then staring at her, and he went, "You can ask her then." And I was like, what do I need to ask her? And she was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Ignore him." And he was like, "He likes you." And I was like, "No, I don't." And then I said, "I need to just go to the toilet." I stay in the toilet for the rest of the meal. Frankie and Benny's, I hate you. I haven't been there since to Frankie and Benny's. Gave me trauma when I was 5. That was embarrassing. Have you got an embarrassing parent story?
I don't really think so.
I don't really have parents. What sound immediately pisses you off? That's a good one.
Theresa May's voice.
Theresa.
And Donald Trump's voice.
Yes. Okay, guys, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to be a huge world. We're going to make Mexico pay for it. It's going to be great. Ghostbusters, we're going to do it again with men. Great men. It's going to be great. Other women, we're awful. The men are going to be fantastic. It's going to be great.
I've migrated to stupid questions because I got bored of them. And I've got this one. Is it genocided or genocode?
In what?
It's neither of them. Genocided or genocode? No. I'm not even going to say the right answer.
Genocide? Wouldn't it be genocide? No, it wouldn't believe it. Genocide. Qua. French references for high scores. Raining in Japan. That's it.
good one.
Can snakes breathe to death? Yes. No, because if you inhale so much at a certain time, then your head will like fill with...
Fair enough. How can I make my phone's battery 200%?
Right. Break it open.
Okay, no, okay. What you can do, this isn't 200%, but this is a slight... I've written it down here, but somewhere. Okay,
it's
right.
It's a start.
So if you get an iPhone X 15-watt charger, it takes about 2 hours, 4 minutes for 100% battery, or 7,440 seconds.
I've prepared this.
So if we get that 15 watts times by 7,440 equals 111,600 joules to be emitted in that time. So obviously 611,600 joules is 100% battery. If you get an exterior charger, use about a kilogram of antimatter, collide it, no, 500 grams of antimatter, collide it with 500 grams of matter, energy produced should get you 80,533,618,160,000% charge, which should last you, oh, I didn't write it down, quite a while.
How long would that last you? Place your bets now.
All we have to do, what, is divide that by... What the hell do I need to divide it by?
I couldn't tell you, honestly. Dividing by the low budget.
I can't. I never did charge emission. Yeah, a long time.
What's the story in Balamori? Wouldn't you like to hoe?
Not particularly. Anyway, I just realised we missed a really bad joke segment.
Have we got a really bad joke?
Yeah, the 28th minute joke.
Right, let's do a 35th minute joke.
Right.
Are you ready for a 35th minute joke? This is a section that we never thought we'd be doing again, but we're doing it.
What are we doing?
You got a bad joke for us? Apparently not.
I probably. I mean, there was a really bad one I had.
Right, we've established that we haven't got a joke. Let's skip to another question. Whilst you think of another joke so we don't make it absolutely dull for all you listeners if you haven't switched out already. Right, question. If you'd run for president, what would your presidential slogan be?
Leave.
I've got mine. I'd run as the naked president, and my slogan would be "Rock out with my cock out." That would just be it. Or rock out with your cock out. Right. You know, you were saying facts, right, about things, phone chargers.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos. Right. By the way, before we get into the Jeff Bezos fact segment, Jeff Bezos is...
I know his net worth. I writ it on my anti-matter shenanigans.
Jeff Bezos' dick pics are going to be leaked soon. Did you know that?
I don't want to know that.
Jeff Bezos was cheating on his wife with a newscaster called Lauren, I believe. And he sent her some rudey texts. Apparently, he used to snog like a high schooler, which I think is really funny for the world's richest man. And he sent her dick pics. And someone is going to leak the dick pics soon. And I really want to see, because I want to know what it's like. Only for the purpose of, this man is the richest man on earth.
He's got a net worth of over $104.1 billion.
He has everything he could want, right? Everything. The richest man on earth. Has he got a tiny willy? Place your bets, yes or no?
Oh, no. Anyway.
Right. Jeff Bezos facts.
Question here. Do vaccines give people autism?
Yes.
How can you be so dumb? Of course they don't.
Of course they have, because of course they do.
From my little understanding of autism, I believe it's a genetic disease.
I don't
through
believe
a vaccination
it's...
you can I don't know, but through a vaccination you cannot change someone's genotype. No. Nor can you actually inflict any damage.
That's
or
like
they have genetically modified the cells, so they cannot take over dendritic cells or any other cells for that matter. So they cannot spread. Yet the body can recognize what bacteria it is, so it can kill them. So no, vaccinate your kids so we can get rid of diseases and stop
this
spreading
nonsense.
That autism crud.
Right, the science segment with the low budgets. Basically, stick needles in your kids. Now, Jeff Bezos, don't do it without a permit.
Expert permission.
Expert permission to stick needles in your kids. Ask your teachers, kids. Jeff Bezos facts. He earns $275 million a day, $11.5 million per hour, $191,000 per minute, $3,182 every second. So it takes him 8.98 seconds to make an Amazon worker's yearly salary.
Damn.
In comparison to that, Bill Gates, who everyone's like, he used to be the richest man on earth, and now he's like the second richest. Piss off, Bill Gates.
No. Bill Gates, you donated to charity. Yeah. Good man.
Well done, Bill Gates. Do you know Bill Gates still goes
to... But Microsoft isn't. Yeah. That went on the big decline.
Did you know Warren Buffett and Bill Gates both go to McDonald's to get their news coupons? That's a true fact. They filmed their day together. Warren Buffett always, like, doesn't use a private jet because he thinks it's too expensive. He saves so much money. Anyway, Bill Gates, everyone's like, he's the Bill Gates, richest man. 33.3 million a day, Bill Gates. 275 million a day, Jeff Bezos. Jesus Christ. Right. After our outrage at Jeff Bezos, we are on to the next question.
I have another nice question. What will happen upon opening a glass jar while parrot screams very loudly in order to make your French be more fried?
Sex.
I'm not quite sure what your question means, but I'll say not much. Just because a parrot screams very loudly, those vibrations will never affect a glass jar.
I'm feeling good vibrations. Unless... Beatles? No, Beach Boys song. No. Is that Beach Boys? Here it is. Why not?
Yeah, good.
Good feeling. Low budgets, don't sing.
Unless the glass is abnormally thin, it will have no effect.
We don't sing here. What's something that scared you as a child and now you realise is just stupid? It's like a really young kid.
A really young fear. I don't know.
Cotton wool.
I'm sorry, mum, in advance.
Oh!
But my mum used to be scared of plug holes.
What? That's quite funny, actually. Explain, elaborate.
She used to think that if she, stayed in the bath when she, opened the plug hole, she'd used to think that she'd fall down the plug hole.
That is
Thus, she
funny.
Used to be terrified of plug holes.
Right.
Hopefully, my mum
right.
sees
this. If your mother's watching, if his mother is watching...
I'm sorry.
Plug holes! Woo!
No, I've probably had some stupid fears.
Right, I was scared of a rubber cake that used to sing everybody, it's time to celebrate. Because its face was horrifying, like a clown or a dying woman.
Fair enough. And since, I think... Well, not since. I believe we've just about run out of time in this episode.
In this segment. We have one last segment to accomplish, don't we?
What is it?
It is time for the Low Budget Bad Joke of the Week. We're returning.
Ooh!
The Bad Joke of the Week. What is your bad joke of the... now the death of the podcast.
Indirectly just threw my phone on the floor.
Is the death of the podcast. Bad joke of the week? I've got one. Mm-hmm. We'll take it in turns. A man once said to me, "You can't dress up as an island off the coast of Italy." Oh, I said, God "Don't sake. Be so silly." God, that's so bad. Sicily, if you're watching, all of you in Sicily, just everyone in Sicily gathered around one tiny screen watching the podcast. Imagine that.
Hello, I think that's pretty offensive towards Sicilians.
Sicilians.
Or would they just be Italians?
Sicilians. It's a separate state.
Couldn't care less. Right.
Hello, Sicilians. We don't like you. We don't like Japs either. Actually, I have a Japanese friend. It's all cool. His name is Wang.
Yeah, we like the Japs.
His name is Wang.
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 No, we like... that Alan I like Park?
Do you know who I hate?
Who?
Argentinian celebrities.
Oh!
Especially Diego Maradona. You are a fat slob. Stop spreading crud about our country, for you were terrible at football. Goodbye, old chaps.
Right.
This has been the low budget bit of everything.
We've just offended Argentina.
I am now ranting like Charlie was, but not as bad. Thus, I need to make like a shepherd and get the flock out of here.
That's very niche jokes about Argentinians. Have you got any favourite niche jokes?
No.
Niche jokes? Right. I haven't got any niche
This has
jokes
been
yet.
The low budget, so I don't know why I'm doing this.
We're
but thank you very
off.
Much for listening / watching / listening and watching.
Or whatever you're doing. If you would like more low budget span, listen to the other episodes of the podcast. More episodes will be online shortly. And type in, if you're on the podcast on any podcast app, the Low Budget's Procrastination Podcast, which is a podcast that we also do in response to this podcast. We haven't done it in quite a while, but there will be some new episodes coming soon.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
Anyway.
We shall see. So thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night. Hasta luego. If you don't die, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
And
off we say.
Stay clear of Theresa May.
Stay clear of the closing doors, please.
Right.
Goodbye.
See you.
Goodbye.
The Low Budgets podcast is brought to you by Anchor and Low Budgets Media.